This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It's Thursday.
Yep.
July 3rd. 6:01 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We live.
You know today's the day.
Were people really thinking we were not going to be here?
Well, I mean, not only that, but everybody else is checking out. It's just at the store.
You know?
They don't give a...
I'm with you on that, except... Like,
we won't.
Well, we won't do that to you. But there would be like plenty of people that, yeah, I mean, it's literally like half the workforce is off. Yeah. And then half of the half, so that'd be 25% already are not working.
This is the overlap. People coming back and then people about to start. A lot of people's celebrations, like towns, are going off tonight.
Tonight?
Early?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're right, because it started Monday.
Well, yeah, but why would a city be doing their 4th of July on the 3rd of July?
Because everybody does 2 days now, so they won't do just the one.
Look at what you've done, WWE. You start doing days. WrestleMania and all these pay-per-views and PLEs 2 days long, and everybody's like, well, we can milk it twice.
Yeah, you got to buy two sets of Blow Up the World fireworks.
Commercialism started Christmas Eve. I mean, literally.
I think they learned their lesson because a lot of these towns used to do the one, we'll do one day for like 5 hours and it wasn't enough. So like 2 days.
Not enough. Yep. We need more people. We need more wristbands. So
now they bring all the stuff in. You got your carnival rides, free hot dogs.
See, something I was thinking about the other day is they sell you the wristband. There's a little echo. You hear that? I ain't being particular, but I just hear an echo.
It sounds like a computer fan.
Is that what it is?
Probably.
Some kind of... static. I don't know. Anyway, it just went off. Whatever it was. When you took your headphones off, it went off. It's gone now.
Well, I can't hear it because the headphones are off.
I think it was a water cooler.
I don't know.
It might have been. Yeah, that damn thing.
You could hear that through the door for real?
I can hear it right here.
Jesus Christ.
It's modern technology.
Well, this used to be a break room.
God, it really was a kitchen.
It still is.
Yeah. I mean, it really, that's what it used to be.
Why, when somebody came back and gave us biscuits earlier in the year, they were kind of looking like... Like, yeah, this was the kitchen last time you worked here.
Maybe that's why food is often dropped off here in the studio, because they just open the door and they forget that it's not the old kitchen. They're like, well, I can't turn around and leave with it now.
I don't want to walk downstairs.
Everything became a studio, which, look, I know it sounds odd because it's a radio station, but there's a lot of studios in this place.
Yeah.
They're compromised in some sort of way.
The weirdest one is the... the one that I forget about. The one that's downstairs right beside the hidden vending machine.
Is that the one you swear by?
It's like we have a vending machine, but it's almost like nutrition has shamed it into the corner of the building. Like it's nowhere near the so-called kitchen / break room area.
It's kind of like a diet machine. There's no way you can purchase anything in there. So if you're craving it, you're going to have to leave the building to get it. So it stops you from... ever wanting See, that's it ever again.
Google was, or Google and work. Some of the other big, you know, that have big campuses and stuff, they're like, you know, we bring in, you know, we have, what's the word I'm looking for here?
Bitch. Ass.
No, no, that was earlier.
What?
You know, basically, I was going to say accommodations, but that's not right. But just basically not wanting you to have to leave work, like leave and yep. come back, like keep you here all day. You know, it's the way that the Chinese figured it out of just live at work.
Pretty much. And big box retailer figured that out too in China.
Yeah.
So they, you know, pay him. Yeah. It's like the old meal script you used to talk about.
Yeah. Well, you know, man, that's so crazy you said that because I was thinking about that yesterday or the day before. And I was just thinking about, like, people were so, they were smart then. I mean, they didn't have the internet. I really do get bugged the way it shows up. I-N-N-E-R-N-E-T is the way it shows up when I write it. And also when I talk to text, I figured it out.
Enter.
When I say, you know, a word like call her. Like, if I'm talking to text, like, call her.
Call her.
It says collar, like, on your shirt. And I will sit there in my phone, like, I refuse to type it. I'm like, call her. Collar?
Yep.
I'm like, golly, just put it in there. Collar.
It probably gets that right, the golly.
Collar.
But you got to beat it. You're like, you know what? I'm going to beat you into submission.
How do you enunciate that?
Collar.
You ever been talking about a woman's body parts and accidentally call them tots?
No, never.
Oh, it's the worst. Somebody's phone that still hasn't corrected it all through all these years.
No, it's like, come on. We're not talking about big tots.
Tater tots.
Talk about the other way. How big are those tots?
How big are those tots? I really want to know.
You know that one studio you talk about is like the hallway of a shotgun house.
So that's what I was... Yeah. We had to do one interview in there, and one time only, and it was like you're literally in.
It's weird.
It's like that old, remember Magnolia Street Pub in Spartanburg?
Oh yeah, mm-hmm.
Which I love Spartanburg, by the way.
Couldn't remember where it was.
It was like, but it was narrow and long.
Yep.
It was kind of, and that's the way that studio is. It's not square. It's not circular. It's like a long ass rectangle.
It's
and
weird.
The studio is only on one end of it. Yeah, it's kind of like an afterthought. Like, hey, we need another studio. Hey, put it in there.
We don't need that many. Whoever's running the board in there has got to sit up on the stool while everybody else is down here in the table.
But what?
Like 10 feet away.
With the talking about the mill script where, again, they did it. They probably didn't just do it to textile mill workers. They probably did it to any kind of industry. But they would build a mill village. Mill Hill, they'd own all the homes, and then they would just take the money out of your paycheck, and then everything else was in a script, which was their own coin, and you could spend that at their stores.
God, that was
to sell little. You the textile goods that you just made.
I remember the
and like, a grocery store as well.
The different kind of coins that they had here, because my great grandfather had a general store, and I found like his little coins for people.
How the hell was that legal?
I don't know.
Well, I'm sure they pay taxes.
Well, so the thing I was thinking about, though, is, I'm sure they pay taxes, is...
Stupid-ass meal?
People didn't really necessarily have a choice, you know? I mean, they did. Like, well, we're taking your land from you, you know, for taxation. You can't afford it, but we will give you a home. But we're going to make our own money, though. But then I was thinking about, like, well, what the hell do we get up and do every day? I mean, like, if you break it down mentally deep in your mind,
mm-hmm.
our country made script that we... Now, what's good about it, though, our script works around the world.
Yeah, luckily.
Luckily, still.
Still top 10. And we make $150 million a day, at least.
It used to be the official currency of oil, which there's no telling what that says on the podcast description. Oil.
It just gives up.
Matt's talking about Earl this morning on the show. Who's Earl? Find out at 6-1.
So like Ward Burton saying Earl.
Ward Burton, yeah. Earl. Even with his name, they're like, you know what? At some point, we should just change his name, first and last, because he's going to have a tough time. But it's just a understanding, a belief that, yes, I'm going to work. And the reason I'm working is because of... And imagine telling those farmers and those hardworking people back then, even the lazy ones, you say, hey, by the way, in the future, those little coins we give you, in the future, we're just going to give you a book. And in the book, it's going to say how much money you have. But their money won't be in the book. In other words, like the book is our cell phones, our computers, where we look in our bank account and see how much money we have on our ledger.
God, I would hate to go back and give bad news to all the mill people.
But, I mean, like, think about that, though. Like,
yeah.
It literally was just, it was a division of currency. I mean, it literally was. And, yeah, I don't know how that was legal. I don't know how that was.
I've heard the term twice in the past week, cashless society. That's what they want to go towards.
But
it's just numbers.
But that's, I mean, that easily breaks down why. It's why a lot of drugs are illegal. It's because they don't want people exchanging money without it being taxed.
Yep.
And then when you break that down further, it really, that's one where I, like, if I'm, you know, some days you just looking to, like, mentally beat yourself up. Like, you're in a bad mood, so you start thinking of other stuff. It's like, I'm going to pile on this right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just sitting there, you thinking, like, all right, you earn a dollar, and then you go spend that dollar. And I got to pay taxes on what I spend it on. You, who I bought it from, you have to pay taxes on it. And all they're doing is, like, you know, fixing the roads, building a museum every once in a while.
Everything is taxed. It makes you.
But just like, where's it going? Multi-taxation on both sides. And then, you know, again, I'm telling you stuff you already know and you probably shouldn't because it's going to put you in a bad mood. But like the thought of buying a home, a car, and then repaying taxes every year on it after you've already bought it. Like, that's just.
Yep.
When you. It's there. You have to accept it. It is what it is. But God bless. That's. Effed up. I mean, that is
really
screwed.
Is, because
man.
It makes you wonder why states like Florida and Tennessee.
How? What, and why?
Why do they not want that money? They really are doing you a solid.
I mean, for real. And it's.
Like, I don't get it.
If a foreigner or, you know, whatever, any band. Yeah. No, but it's like someone from another country came and said, explain that to me. I'd be like, I can't. I don't know. It's just always been, and we just kind of have to bend over and take it.
Pretty
it's
much.
It's freedom.
It's like rate increases for power. Why do they ask?
Freedom is not free. Like, it's just not. It's not.
I would rather you sneak it in my bill, jack it up, and I don't even know it. Why would you ask for publicly tell people, hey, we're going to increase the rate? They can't do anything about it. You're just making them mad.
Yeah. It's like
it's not transparency. It's pissing people
off. When you would go and read the bill breakdown, you're like, what is a universal fee? What does that mean? What is a universal fee?
And I don't have a smart thermostat, so quit emailing me and telling me I do. The damn light doesn't even work on it. I got to put my phone up to it to see what temperature it's on at night.
The old, like the backlight on it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fried out. Like, come on. Get riled up.
Another saucy today.
Now it's just this stuff you like when you stop and think about it. You're like, God. I mean, the people should... You know, people say, I don't understand what's wrong with the world. What's wrong? Why are people mad? Probably because they looked their pay stub.
Yeah.
They broke down. They just sat there and thought for a minute, like, why do I get up early every day? Well, it's to get numbers put in my book.
Yep.
Numbers, it's not even gold or silver anymore, like, you know, the people used to fight over. Now we're just fighting over decimal points.
You get paid in numbers.
Yeah, you get paid in numbers. And you don't, it's like the... Concert tickets, you know, like I literally saved most, unless I just lost it or had to wipe with it or something. I keep all my ticket stubs. And now I think of great concerts I've been to, and like, well, I never had a stub. I show you a screenshot of my phone.
If you take a bank, I don't know how many people work at your average bank.
It seems like none these days.
Do you think your average teller knows how much cash is on hand at the entire bank? Like, they don't know that, do they? Management obviously would have to.
I have no clue. I've really never known anybody to work in a physical bank.
I haven't either. Like, but I would love to.
My aunt did. She worked for
Can we call
CNS.
Her?
I don't want to call her.
God, I have so many questions.
That was a while ago. It was like 20 years ago.
Like, if you work at a bank, like, how much cash do you have on hand? Like, just tell us.
Also, have, like, you ever had, like...
Millions?
Friends or family members that have, like, tried to ask you, like, hey, for real, can we rob this bank together? I will not tell them you're involved.
Like, if you look at the size of some bank branches, I can think of a few offhand. Like, it ain't big enough to keep. I don't even think a couple million bucks in it. And you got to have, if you're a big branch, you got to have a lot of money on hand.
But do you, though? I mean, other than for retail.
Like, do you legally have to?
Yeah, I don't know how much, or where do they hide it? Works. You know, where do they send it to?
Oh, we may have an answer here.
Oh, I hope it's your app that hurt us. And
oh, no.
It's Big Brown, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, you, like, I see what you're saying. If you go in the vault, if it's like stacks on stacks of cash.
That's what I picture it is like. Maybe they send it to the bank before they need it. Like, oh, give us a heads up, a couple of days.
Like, they deposit it somewhere.
Like, have you ever seen it, like, come off shrink-wrapped on a pallet?
Like, cash. I've never seen new money.
I haven't either.
No.
Only in movies. So I don't know if that's really what it's like.
Yeah.
I do know that if you're standing at a, let's say your own appearance, because this happened to me one time. It was freaking weird. It was at Spanx.
Yeah, what do you mean?
On 29 Wade Hampton. And a Brinks truck pulled in. And I was just sitting there amused. I'd never like really stood there and watched that process. And dude started staring a hole through me, and he walked over there and it's like how you doing? Like, he didn't know who I was or anything. Like, he was like, are you freaking casing us right now? Because I was literally just watching the process. Because is there really one guy out there with a little hole with guns sticking out? Like, what's going on here? And he kind of, you know, he eyeballed me and walked over to me and said, how's everything going today? And I could absolutely tell it wasn't a, what we got going on here, T-shirts and pizza.
Oh.
It was, yo, what's up, man? And I'm like, nothing, man. I was just kind of entertained by this.
And unless you...
I amuse you. Huh?
Yeah.
You have a safe deposit box, which, you know, I never had one of those.
Yeah, I never had anything to really put in one.
God bless.
I think my mom had one, but I can understand why she had one.
She just told the guy, like, you want me to sign something for you? Would have thrown him off a little bit.
Oh, sure. Yes.
You want me to sign your shirt?
Let me get one in pouts.
It's been a while since one of those trucks crashed, and everybody's getting the money, and the cops said, don't get that money.
It always happened around April 1, too. It's funny.
I'm sure they could trace them somehow.
What, the bills?
Yeah.
You know, that's fun. That's also funny because I remember in some very famous movie, the movie wasn't about robbing or anything, but in the scene, the people had a bunch of money stolen from the house, and the cops come out, and the cops say, do you have the numbers of the bills? Like, did people ever? I guess they did. I guess they wrote down the serial numbers of the bills they had.
Tracked them down.
Did you see that? Then there was a movie that did the opposite. They robbed a money truck that had uncirculated bills, like they were coming out of circulation. So nobody knew where they were or tracked them.
So those whatever the gimmicks are that are in the big bills, you know, the security, whatever, little strips, whatever. Are those like tracked? Like, I do know for a fact there are money dogs. I do know that, meaning...
Smell it.
Canines, yes. There are.
No, I mean like the strips. I don't know what those
are. Oh, yeah. I was wondering, like, are they trackable every time they're used? Like, that $100 was taken in Lawrence, South
Carolina. And I don't know how they have the machines to count, so I imagine maybe that has some kind of sensor.
It's not in the plate, right? It would have to be added after the plate, that little strip.
It's embedded, is the best way to say it. It's embedded within the little parchments.
God, show us how you make money.
They can't.
Like, literally make money.
They can't.
I want to see that.
Because we would counterfeit.
That's why murders are so crazy. They literally, every TV show now is showing you how to do it.
Well, that's got to be really impossible to do now, right?
Counterfeit money?
Yeah.
I would imagine.
I imagine people try.
I don't think they do them with plates anymore.
They would have to, right?
I don't think so.
I mean, sometimes there's some dollars that are so stiff they don't look real because they're new.
Like, they should feel safe about making that, like, that information public. Like, you want to make money? Literally? Try to make it. It's hard.
It was me, that Sally Struthers video, that commercial. Do you want to make more money? Sure, we all do. We're selling counterfeit money kits.
We don't even pay attention as a society now because people get the fake money off of Amazon.
Don't work. Make your own money.
Yeah. This says movie motion picture money on it.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's like, if you have like a good scanner with like textured paper on it, as long as it's not like a big hundy, like you could probably, if they don't have the little highlighter laying there on the table, you could probably work it through on people. Now, eventually they'll probably get fired for taking fake money, or somebody will end up getting fired. But
I would love to talk to Frank Abagnale and say, could you do it today like you did back then? Well, even with the computer, could you do it?
Yeah, but did he keep up with all that since then? I feel like that's so
easy to scheme back then.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
God.
It's almost like it was allowed. Like, you know what? Because they were doing this. I mean, you know, the good guys were sometimes the bad guys.
He did it so well that the FBI hired him for, you know, for counterfeit units and whatnot.
That's what always happens with somebody's. They always say, like, I've been one of them. I wish these hackers, they're so smart. I wish they'd just use it for good. But what they're doing when they go do these big hacks, they're really, it's like a job search. Because if they hacked IBM, IBM might give them a job, saying, man, you're good. Yeah. You work for us now?
I've known people that are really good hackers that they're working in New York now. It's kind of like reverse hacking.
You know hackers that work in New York.
Mm-hmm. Backwards hacking.
God. I don't believe it.
It's.
I don't even know anybody that can code.
I don't either.
I know someone who's.
I feel like anything we talk about, Paige knows someone who's done it or currently is doing it.
Well, usually they're younger. That
you know any thruples?
Oh, that's a great question. Actually,
one that's, yeah.
I love it. I love it, and I don't doubt her.
But they're
truly
all guys, though. They're
I believe that too.
I can't ask her if she knew a guy with four balls because she did. We all did.
Yeah.
No, but the hacker is like, it's kind of like reverse hacking, and it makes sense.
I thought it was John.
If you're that smart, he's younger. He's like, you know, under the age of 30.
Oh.
So it's like reverse hacking. So if you know someone who knows the system better than somebody else, then you can go in and protect these businesses.
Yeah, it makes sense. But then again, like, the next hacker is going to be better. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, but.
I forget my own damn password here. I have to get old. P.F. Chang's come in here and help me out.
That's the thing. You could give your password. You could say it out loud. If they don't have your phone, they can't use it. The two-factor authentication gimmick.
Oh, yeah.
You could scream your password in mountaintops. You're the only one that can access
it. But when my old IP, before I switched, was showing Charlotte, sometimes when I'd be using my own laptop, my phone would go off. Are you using Google right now in Charlotte? And I'm like, well, technically not, but my router thinks so. I don't even understand what that even means, really, when I say that. Like, what does that mean? My router's based in Charlotte.
That's what sucks about 5G internet. It pings off of the big city.
Oh.
It routes you through it.
Oh, really?
Like, your cable internet will, you know, route you locally.
So, like, Decatur, Georgia, like, they're probably getting just a little whistle of internet, really.
Yep.
A little bit left over.
Stupid-ass internet. Gotta have it, though.
You gotta have it. So today, it's going to be like your work day. It's going to be very chill and fun. And we're going to do a lot of phone calls. I mean, hopefully.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, hopefully.
It's always fun, you know.
Availability will be there.
All you got to do is call.
All you got to do is call and talk your way through to Fat Boy. I did something last night that Fat Boy normally does.
Oh, Lord.
That's a good tease.
Oh, you like Hill?
No.
Wipe sideways?
No, I've done that for years. No, I've watched the news.
Oh, okay.
I got pulled into the news, and I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna watch this. It was the breaking news, so I watched it.
Well, don't get too attached to your local reporters, because they're all on the 3-year plan, in and out. Yeah. Yeah. 3 years and bounce.
Really?
Nobody wants to build a career anymore, I guess. Everybody wants to be in New York City.
Not me, pal. Not me.
I just don't get it. Like, if you go through college for journalism, do you think you're just going to make a ton of money coming out?
No.
It's like they just realized, you know, oh, my God, I'm not making any money 2 years in.
If you go to school where I went to school, they say that 80% of you will not be working in the field that you pursue.
But think about the people that came and spoke to you as a kid, like, you know, from other jobs or blah, blah, blah. They didn't ever tell you that crap. Like, you can go in debt for college. You're not maybe going to find a job for maybe 5 years after you. But it's always like, yes, I'm great. I have 2.5 kids. We have a home.
That's where they sell you a dream.
You'll be teaching like the rest of us.
Yeah.
Young, dumb, and full of it.
Yeah, full of rum. Oh, liquor. Paige, yeah. What is up in the Plex?
Well, if somebody says to you, you want to go to Chuck E. Cheese, you won't go, oh, no, I don't want to go. If I tell you what's going to be happening next with Chuck E. Cheese, you might get excited about that.
Damn, I haven't been in a long time. Try to avoid that side of town. It's crowded.
Yeah. That's another one of those, we're talking about medians, where like you imagine you leave somewhere and you can only go, well, they do it at Disney World, but like you have to go this way. You cannot go this way. You got to go this way.
And generally, I always like, I'm with someone who says, I enjoy children, my children, but not other people's children.
Oh, that got weird for a second there.
No. I was like, when did you and Fat Boy go?
P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
It matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
Headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. So we begin with this. You may be excited. This place that you may have attended as a child is going to be an arcade for adults, because Chuck E. Cheese is opening a new chain of arcades for adults, and the first 10 Chuck's arcades open this week. In malls across the U.S.
In malls?
Wow, what?
Wow, right when I was like, well, they're on the forefront. I'm like, yep, maybe not.
Let me see if I can find what one looks like.
You don't like to go to malls?
I just mean generally people don't.
What do you mean adult arcade?
Yeah, like say you go to...
Like a group therapy or any of those places.
I thought it was like adult games, like, you know, sexual in nature.
I mean, used to people would... It's weird, though. People still go to shopping centers, like the one over here beside us. The one that I avoid like hell.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Green Ridge.
Yeah, but people don't like parking and going into a big building where there's multiple stores. They still want to feel like they're outside in a sense, I guess. I don't know.
But they have an atrium, whatever that is.
It's an indoor garden.
Is that an arboretum?
Something like that.
Yeah, this just looks like a normal, regular arcade.
It's just, I mean, like, they're
no kids.
It's the same thing that, it's like Dave and Buster's, for God's sakes.
Maybe they're just kind of reinventing themselves before they fail. So Chuck E. Cheese announced a new spinoff for adults. It's called Chuck's Arcade. So they basically just, it's a normal arcade that you would see in every mall, but some of them, they're going to serve food and alcohol. That's the difference. And some have newer games like Halo.
Wow,
man, it's
that's
just
so popular.
I know. Like, that's the newer game that they tout.
Like, you know, Dave and Buster's has the big Rock'em Sock'em robots. I don't know if they still work. Or, like, that's kind of like life size.
Yeah, that's the stuff you want. Like, you want to spend $50 trying to win a $10 plushie.
You want a human size Connect 4 and human size Jenga and S like that.
Yeah, or even like when at casinos, I like the over the top, big, stupid looking machines, you know, more than I like just plain old machines. Like, I want to play Wheel of Fortune.
I know, that's why place down here when they had the Deal or No Deal game, it was like a huge, like you were on the set.
He wants
like,
the big claw machine and win nothing and put a lot of money in it.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. I remember that too. That one and the, God, what was the other one? The, I always loved it. Because I was enamored by the fact there was a video game with touchscreen. But remember Fruit Ninja?
Oh, yeah.
I loved that game. I loved just sitting there chopping up watermelons.
I remember looking at people's phones after they played it. I'm like, it smears everywhere.
I actually played it on there. Yeah. Nasty.
Well, the hardest thing is to decide what you're going to take home and win when you go to places like that.
I remember back in the day, CC's in town here. I won't say which one. They had a claw machine that was full of candy, but it was broken. So, like, broken in the sense of you were guaranteed a piece of candy if you put your quarter in, but it would grab too much candy in the claw.
All right.
And you would get, like, an S ton of candy for a quarter.
Oh, man.
And then the Italian figured out, like, oh, man, this ain't working too well. So he took it out, but, like, before then, you could get so much candy for a quarter.
CC was Italian?
The guy that ran it was. His wife was hot as hell, too.
Oh, man.
I wish I could remember
his name.
I always
thought it was the Winans family that ran that one.
Not that one.
Wasn't CC Winans?
It wouldn't BB or DD either. Fifi, maybe.
SD.
You ask her.
So I don't know if there's going to be any open here, but.
Probably should. We got a Chuck E. Cheese here in town.
Well, I mean, it's not like a. It's not a new idea either. Like, it's weird. They must have like a quarterly report coming out or something.
They should bring back Showbiz Pizza.
I remember that place. That was fun.
I want a strip club that looks like the inside of an old putt-putt.
Putt-putt golfing game?
Yeah.
Everything's orange?
I want naked women up there on the end of the skee ball swinging thing. I'm just sitting there trying to... I don't want to hit them in the eyes. I want to go right between their legs and get the 100.
God. The decisions you had back then. If you didn't want to go to putt-putt golfing games, you could go down to Tropical Island.
Yeah.
You should do topless axe throwing.
Oh, my God.
Jesus. That ain't a bad idea, actually.
How is that? I was sitting here thinking about, like, you would think.
Is that not a thing in the South?
Drunk people doing things and, like, you know, it's back to the old days of, like, mechanical bulls and stuff. Like, how did we not have more paraplegics from, like, Gillies and places like that?
I don't know, man, because in Cherokee, they had a mechanical bull in the parking lot. Kids could even ride
on concrete.
Well, it had safe. Like a little air pillow, like on either side of it.
Oh,
but
yeah,
it was still out in the middle of the, you know, near the sawmill.
You still got to know how to kind of fall.
Really,
you still might end up in the emergency room. It's okay.
You could buy a corn cob pipe and ride the mechanical bull. And if you got bored with that, you could go to the fun park, but they closed that.
You smoke them long ways,
sideways.
Oh. Hey, thanks so much, Fat Boy. What is up in sports on the third?
Save your money, because if you got the dough, we got a cool place you could stay on Airbnb.
Ooh.
An athlete's mansion.
Nice.
Now, it's a 7-night minimum stay. And it will, you know, house up to 12 guests.
Is it affordable?
Who would want to go on vacation with 11 other people, first off?
Do you want to go to vacation in Chicago?
Depends on who it is.
I mean, I can tell you that for a fun vacation, there's not 11 people I would want to go with. Honestly.
That's the only way to cheapen it. Okay, you can go by yourself if you got six figures.
Yeah, but that would suck too. I want somewhere like in the middle. It's got to be even numbers, too. No gay friends, no out-of-relationship people. If it's a couple's vacation, you can't have the hanger-oner. It's just the way it should be.
If you had money to throw away, I think you would stay here, just to say you did.
Okay. So
plus, you could wander around, too, and look.
Could wander around. Yeah. Wander Franco's mansion.
Oh, my God. Oh. Could you imagine? No. That was called a stain, God. Brother.
I want to stay there.
All things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
And up to RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The Rise Guys.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Rise Guys Sports brought to you by Bojangles. You got your money, pony it up. You can stay in this basketball legends. I should say former house now. He doesn't own it anymore. He sold it in December last year, but it had been on the market for 12 years before that. He couldn't offload it.
12 years?
Yep.
You know, so it ain't Michael then, is it?
Yeah.
How could he not sell it?
It was in a part of Chicago, they said, that never took off for development, so it was kind of out there on its own, and a part nobody wanted to live in.
Oh.
Plus, he wanted way too much money for it. Oh. It ended up selling for $9 million. It was on the market for $28.
Good Lord.
It's a lot.
So not only did he take that hit, but when he had it, it was fully staffed. Every day, maintained. But if you look at the inside of it, it's very 90s. Like, it's got a basketball court. It's got a lot of bedrooms, but everything was 90s about it.
A lot of aquamarine and pink and really, like, light blue colors, checkerboard patterns.
Even the freaking workout equipment in the private gym was all 90s stuff. It was like, this place was dated. 7.4 acres. It had 17 and a half bathrooms. I don't know what it's got now.
17 and a half bathrooms?
Yep. And only 7 bedrooms.
What's that?
That's a lot of bathrooms.
Jesus Christ.
For floor.
Why would you just have 18 at that point?
Why the half? Why didn't you go all in on the other half?
That's the one downstairs.
Yeah, probably.
By the entrance.
God.
So this can accommodate 12 guests, and you have to have a minimum 7-night stay. And it's going to run you, they're saying, for off-peak. See, prices change, but you're at least going to pay $120,000.
For 7 days,
yep.
To stay there.
But the guy who bought it said he's going to maintain a lot of what Jordan had in it, including the gate, the 23 on the gate.
Oh, yeah.
So he's trying to make his money back.
It's like tearing down the gate at Graceland. That's his identity.
Jordan knocked $20 million off the Axon price, they would say. And the guy bought it up, 56,000 square foot house.
So in the same story about you can rent this place, it tells you the reason it took him so long to sell it is because it's in a bad neighborhood.
Well, that's what people were – that's what local real estate realtors, I guess what you call them.
Real estate realtors. People.
That's what they were saying. The Highland Park area of Chicago was an area.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of Highland Park. Like, seriously.
Yep.
So it's not so nice.
Well, now the house is in the property, but they're saying it's too remote. Yeah. Like, Jordan bought the place when he was told that it was the next, like, it development.
But it never hit.
Yeah, like, nobody else ever went out there. So, but like, people don't want to live here. It's remote. It's, you know, he would be the only neighbor. So he had a hard time selling. He's like, you know what? I'm going to fully staff it and just kind of upkeep it. They talked about making it a museum at some point for Jordan. But, yeah, now it's the Airbnb. The guy's going to try to make his money back, and I imagine he will. But then again, I don't know Chicago, so you'd have to go vacation in Chicago. This is out of the ways a little bit, so you'd stay there, then I guess go. Like, Chicago, I've heard, is always, like, probably the best food city in the country.
Really?
That's what everybody says.
Pizza.
Especially, like, steak and
pizza. I have no desire. I was just thinking, I have no desire to go to Chicago. Nothing would want me to go there. No offense, Cubby fans.
You don't want to go down Michigan Avenue and spend some money?
No. Like, St. Louis is another one. The Arch is pretty, but, like, what am I going to do there? I've nothing would bring me there.
See, that's the thing what sucks. When you pick anywhere, unless it's Gatlinburg or Myrtle Beach, you're going to ask yourself,
what am I going to do?
Yeah, you what know, are we going to do?
It's kind of a question you should ask before you go places.
Go to a concert. I don't know.
And I don't know what they got. Like, what do these places have? You got to research it, I guess. But, like, at least with Gatlinburg and Myrtle Beach, you know what's going on.
Yeah, I like to hang out in the neighborhoods that are cool and fun.
And to me, going to the beach is doing all that stuff. Yeah. I'm not going to Topsail or, you know, I'm not going to a beach, just a beach with, like, nothing else.
But it's the craziness of Myrtle Beach that you're attracted to. I don't know about, you know, any of the other cities.
I like to have fun. Like, yeah. You.
I do, too. I'm not going to leave that right
now. We're out of here, man.
Went down the wrong way. I don't know what the wrong way is. I asked my doctor that. Like, what is that? What happened? What's that part of the throat sometimes when you just take a regular casual drink and it just goes down a little part of the throat that it shouldn't have? Where's that at on here?
I don't know, but it's something that happens when you get older, because it happens to me a lot.
Really?
Just taking it down the wrong pipe.
Yeah. You ever take it down the right one?
He's took it up the wrong one before.
Oh. What'd you say? You like to have fun? Before that, you said she liked to stay and like to have fun.
She said she likes to go and stay in the neighborhoods when she goes on vacation. So I don't know what that means.
No, but don't you want to go where you hear it's a good time? Like, hey, if you go to this place at night.
I'm coming up on my fifth year anniversary of no vacation. I've had vacation. I just didn't go nowhere. Didn't.
There's no place you want to go? Like, man.
Yeah, there is. But again, I'm codependent. And also,
not as much as it used to be, though, right?
Like, well, no, but like two of the 5 years, I think, was like still kind of leaning into COVID a little bit. I feel like so.
Oh yeah,
that had a lot to do with it. Kind of kiboshed all that stuff.
Would you ever go anywhere with, like, with a dude on vacation?
Like, what, yeah, I mean, what do you mean, like a friend?
Yeah, you like you pick a dude. You're like, hey, buddy, let's go vacay for.
That'd
like,
be
is
fun.
That too weird?
No.
That seems kind of weird, right?
I've gone out with a girl.
Well, that's different, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't, I mean, I, yeah, I wouldn't mind that. But, like, it depends on the person. Like, you know, like, one is just going to be go prowling for it. And I'm like, that's, I mean, like, it's his job.
That'd be fun.
That's when you find out when you go on, like, you know, on vacation like that. And he's
you
like,
find
you
know out what? How people really are, yeah. In a sense, because there's no, like,
and they would leave you alone if they hooked up with someone. How would you get back to your room? That's not a good idea.
I you know what? It's funny you say that, because that's exactly what happened. I couldn't figure out where the hell. I was like, where I'm getting out of this situation. I was like, I'm just going back to the hotel. And then I walked around for 2 hours because I didn't know where the hell the hotel was.
And you can't be mad. You can't say, like, hey, we're here together on vacation, because that just, like, changes the whole thing.
That, yes, it does. It does. So I just,
I'm not your date.
I went back and got in a hotel room, and I didn't, that was it.
I'm sorry. Yeah, traumatic.
No, it wasn't traumatic. Traumatic was hearing him snore. All right, we will take a break. Yeah. We will come back.
Take a bitch with you.
Oh, yeah, so the news. We can talk about the news. I watched I watched in for the breaking news last night when it popped up. Actually, my phone, I saw it on my phone, so I was like, I want to go watch this live. And then I was more enamored with, like, the host's eyeball. I sent a video to Fat Boy.
The eyeball.
He had a drifted eyeball. The host of do you remember what network it was?
I couldn't even
tell you. I'm observing. I'm not making fun of.
You think
I tried to find the guy and could not figure it out.
It was a disorder from birth, or did he have a eye infection?
He just he had a wandering eye, like meaning like he couldn't look straight at you. Like, I'm looking at you, but one eye's going that way.
Oh no!
That's
and
so
it
bitch.
Like totally like.
That's kind of
took
cool,
all my
though.
Attention. But yeah, I do not understand. If you told me right now, Matt, go protest something, I don't know how to do it anymore.
I don't either.
Apparently, it's set things on fire, steal stuff, or squirt each other with baby oil.
Well, I know somebody.
Don't understand it.
I know somebody who organizes them, but that's what it takes. You got to know somebody in the know.
Oh, yeah.
And you can't just show up. You got to be vetted out, too.
Oh, yes. You have to introduce her to Paige. He has an Antifa.
Oh,
Antifa, that's Fat lovely. Boy's aunt. She's Antifa. Real sweet. Sweet lady, though. Not TV. To be trusted.
That one, okay. I feel like it's kind of waned a little bit. I'm sure they appreciate the bump.
Yeah.
It's like Tea Party. Tea Party kind of went away. You know, somebody down the hall is trying to bring it back, but still.
Oh, really?
I'm sure they appreciate the rub.
Oh.
Don't forget about us.
I've never been to a transsexual party, but sign Paige up.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys.
They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.